同样的，我们会先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》，然后我们再念这个功德本颂。We'll start with the chanting of the Heart Sutra, followed by the foundation of all good qualities. We'll do this in Chinese language.小本的法本第十面，般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝Parasangate Bodhisoha。 接着我们要念的是功德本颂。好，大家有没有带来呢？ 这英文的法本是在红色的法本里面。The English version of this foundation of good qualities is in the English prayer book.139, is it? Oh. 93? Oh, yours is 93, page 93. Okay. We'll chant it in Mandarin. I still have one extra copy in Chinese. Gong de ben song, Wei yuan jia chi ling wo xian shan jian, Yu chu gong de chi ben en hui chu, Ru li yi chi shi nai dao chi gen, Ran hou jing jing gong jing cheng yi chi, Wei yuan jia chi ling wo xian ti wu.一次所得此善有暇身，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心，唯愿加持令我先念四，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具，唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐，唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱，唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担，唯愿加持令我先善见， 若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持，不能成菩提。然后精进勤学佛子律，唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭诸妄，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最熟圣金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
So, as usual, so you do short meditation. So, first you start with your breathing meditation. You know, then try to focus your mind on the breath. For a few minutes.
我们先做一个简短的共修，将我们的心呢圆念于我们的呼吸上几分钟。
So, so then after that, in front of you, Pishulai, Buddha Shakyamuni, so sitting on Mundis and the lotus, so get Pishulai that, clear as possible for a few minutes.
现在呢，我们观想在我们的前方虚空，莲花座上面呢有个月轮，月轮上坐着本师释迦牟尼佛，观想的越清晰越好。
Also, I mean, you can visualize that the golden throne, you know, so like that under the golden throne, visualize lotus, under the lotus, visualize mundis.Under the Mundis, you visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. So try to get that clear in your mind.
我们的观想呢的次序就是在一个金色的黄金座上，有一个莲花座，莲花座上面呢有一个月轮，月轮上面呢就出现坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。观想的越清晰越好，而且能够观想能够很稳定的观想几分钟。
So we chant the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra 7 times, so that time visualize the nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself, then purifies obscuration.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念这个心咒的时候呢，我们也观想从本师释迦牟尼佛的身上释放出大甘露，这甘露呢进入我们的身体，净化我们所有的一切业障。哎，让我们一起念诵。大家会被念的听到唵嘛呢牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，来一起念1 2 3 提阿他唵嘛呢牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈提阿他Maha Muna Yesu 하야타 옴 무니 무니 마하 무나예 소하 하야타 옴 무니 무니 마하
그래서 아, 有 question 吗？
大家有没有问题想要问的？
林伯切啊，我要问那个地水火空四哦，这个是我们身体的六界哦，不懂是什么来着嘞？地水火空，地水火风空四，地水火空风四，地水火风空四，就是英文班有问到的嘞，这个，地水。他说我们身体的东西来的地水火风空是不懂是什么。我不懂的，因为英文班好像有问到，有人跟我讲。
So Rinpoche, what do you mean by the elements of a person, for example, the earth element, the water element, the wind element, the earth, the water, the fire, the wind, the consciousness, and the emptiness element, the voidness element.
What?
Beside the four elements plus the voidness and the consciousness, the elements of the body.
Element of what? Bone.
Elements. This body is made out of earth elements, for example, our muscles, our bones, and all this. The water elements, the blood, the fluidity, and the warmth element, the fire element, and the wind element, where the air runs.
Yeah.
She's asking, what are all this?Usually we say four elements or the six elements. Yeah. Can you explain about these elements?
I don't know how to explain, four elements. Earth, fire, wind, then? What is the two?
Anyone has a better English translation besides the voidness and the consciousness?
What? Warmness?
Earth, water, fire, wind, voidness, and consciousness.
Born.
Yeah, voidness. Emptiness.
Voidness.
Yep.
Voidness. I don't know. Normally, the six elements is what you call. Namkat, namshit, da, what you call. That is space and the consciousness. Not the voidness, I don't see that. It's space and that consciousness. Normally, six elements is like that.
Oh.
Maybe they.
Only consciousness.
Space.
Space.
Maybe voidness means that, I don't know. Maybe they translate it different. Maybe voidness, maybe emptiness, or the space, maybe they translate like that, I don't know. Maybe.
So Rinpoche is saying that the six elements is actually earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, space element, and the consciousness element. 还是没有回答到你的问题。 等一下。
So I mean, what call? Anyway, so like, I mean, to existing of this universe, for example, existing of this universe, of course, how does this our universe start? How this happened, you know, so I mean. So, first of course, in order to exist, we need the element of space. Without space, nothing exists. So, space is the basis of all existence, you know. So first you need this space, and the empty space we need first. So this is the basis of every existence, yeah.
这个元素啊，地、疏、火、风、空、时呢，我们可以从宇宙的形成来讲，我们这个我们的宇宙的形成呢，需要有空的元素，因为如果没有空的话呢，就任何东西都不能形成了。Okay, like that. So
because of the space, then the wind is possible. Because of space, the wind element is exist. In space, then there's the movement of the wind. Yeah. So then, from the space, then the wind element exists. Yeah.
因为有空的存在呢，所以呢，风就产生了。所以由空就引发风动，动来动去的动。
So, I don't know the exact sequence, but I mean, from the wind, then this happened, the moist, whatever. This happened, the moist.
The wind, this happened?
Moist.
Oh, moist.
Yeah. From the wind, then you give this moist, so that is existence of the water element. Yeah.
因为有风风元素的产生呢，所以呢就有了那个湿性，这湿性呢就产生了水。
So like that. Anyway, I don't remember exactly. So, space, then wind, then water, then fire, then the earth element. You know, so, I mean, there's some kind of sequence of existing. How that happened? You know.
所以呢，因为有水元素的产生呢，就产生了火，就产生了火大。所以呢，由空大产生风大，风大再产生水大，水大再产生火大。所以呢，它是有一个次序的，产生的。
So I mean that moist, then heat, then after become this. You know, I mean of course its basis is because of the some kind of atom gathering together. You know.Many particle atom gathering together through the wind, you know, so bring together, then the moist, then the heat, you know, then become this universe, you know, like that.
所以呢，这些元素我们叫元素，是因为依靠其中的元素呢，就产生了另外元素，比如说风大一。风大依靠空大而产生，水大依靠风大而产生，所以它是依着另外一个元素而产生的。因为呢，这些有这些元素的聚集了，所以就有湿性了，湿性就产生了水大。那有这个温性啊的元素的聚集呢，就产生了这个火大。所以呢，这个宇宙呢就这样形成了。
Okay, so then this universe happened. So then also the sentient being happened, you know.Universe exists, so sentient being exists there.
所以宇宙呢形成了之后，就有了众生，众生也是这样形成的。
So,
so we are a small universe.
Yeah, I mean that's of course according to Buddhism, of course that's and how many billion universe like this, you know, not only one, but.
所以呢，根据佛教了，佛教的教义呢，所以呢，这世界上啊，成千上万、百万个这样的宇宙、这样的银河系呢，就是这样产生的。
Now,
我们其实是其中一个。
Now I saw some scientists they found some different universe. Yeah, I heard different universe. They think they might have some living being there, exist water finally.They see something, but able to go there take billion years. They said so. I don't know.
所以呢，科学家呢，现在也就发现了，其实呢，有很多很多其他，除了我们这个宇宙之外，有其他的银河系了。所以呢，银河系可能有其他的众生的生存，因为他们呢那边也有水啊，有水，因为水呢就滋养所有的生命嘛，没有水，生命不能形成。这样呢，可是要去到那个地方那个世界，可能需要百万年的时间呢。
Okay, so. Anyway, here, so last time I was talking about that, after the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and karma follow, binding firm and definite conviction on this. Please bless me. Always be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Yeah? I think we're somewhere there.
上一堂课讲到了第三祭，第三个祭诵，还有第四个祭诵。第三个祭诵是唯愿加持令我先念此， 生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，就念死无常，然后迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且却知黑白业诸果，就是死后呢，其实我们的业跟着我们，那事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，中恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具，这是上一堂课讲的。
So, so I mean, this is very important to remind oneself all the time as a Buddhist. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black karma and white follow, you know. So must have this understanding, you know, conviction, you know.So this is very important to find that.
所以呢，这两个寄送啊，其实是非常重要的。好、哦，他如果能够记的话，他就可以把它当做一个提醒，时时提醒我们。如果我们这一生死亡过后，并不是什么一了百了，因为我们生前所造的黑夜和白夜呢，会像影子一样跟着我们，一直跟着我们哈、哦，不会抛弃我们。这样，我们就要有这样的。啊，觉知了，就是我们要能够完完全全理解这是对的，要有这样的圣解。
So, So.Like after, I mean, of course, the present life, this present human life, doesn't continue forever, life to life, you know, but sooner or later, you know, we have to leave this body and have to go somewhere, you know. So the question is,What really go behind, beyond this life, you know? That's the big question, you know, so.
因为呢，我们的这一生，我们的这个人生呢，是不会永远不间断，永远继续下去的。这样迟早有一天呢，我们会离开我们的这个身体。这样我们离开我们的身体呢，我们会去另一个地方。所以呢，如果我们有这样的觉知的话，时时刻刻有这样觉知的话呢，我们就能呢，我们的人生观就能超越啊，局限在这一生里面。
So here, so of course, I mean, we all very clear, you know, our this physical body after the death, it doesn't go, you know, I mean, doesn't go anywhere, you know, become ashes, you know.Cannot go anywhere. So, but we believe something goes beyond this. Either we don't believe or we believe, you know. That's only two things, you know.
所以呢，我们首先要有正确的了解，就是我们这个肉身，这个肉做成的身体呢，在我们死亡的时候呢，它哪里都不会去，它只会腐烂掉，化成尘，化成土，就尘归尘，土归土。
Okay, so if doesn't go beyond this life, that's the one life, the first life, last life, then different, you know. When you die, or become ashes, nothing exists after that. And there's many believers believe like that.
所以呢，我们这个肉身呢是肯定不会去到下一生的，在我们死亡发生的时候呢，它就慢慢化为尘土，然后呢就什么都没有了。
So therefore, I mean, there's no past life, therefore there's no future life, just the present life, you know. So many people also believe like that.
因为很多人只看到这样的肉身哦，这一生完了就不见掉了，所以他们就认为，哎。这是完了就完了吗？所以就没有过去生，也没有未来生，只有我们这样当下活的这一生。所以有些人就认为我们只有这一生而已。
So, so, I mean, so this present life, you know, how the present life came from. So that's the big question. How that happened? What kind of cause is there involved for this present life? You know? So need to analyze that. You know, what makes this present life? You know? What makes this human life? You know?
所以我们现在所拥有的这个人生, 这样如果我们进一步去问问题,进一步去思考的话, 就会去问, 诶, 这样这个人生到底是从哪里来的? 如果套句佛教的术语就说, 有人就可能就问佛陀, 这个人生因何因缘而来? 他有何因缘? 所以呢,我们就想, 诶, 这个人生到底是怎么样组成的? 它是, 到底它的因在哪里?
So I mean, when you ask that, of course, normally people answer this father came from, you came from fathers, you came from mother. Yeah, the cause of that is the, what called, the father and father white cell and the mother red cell combined together. So this is the cause of your existence, normally people.
所以如果我们进一步去思维,去思考,或者去发问的话, 这个人生到底是如何产生的? 人生产生的原因是什么? 从哪里来? 如果去问一般的人, 一般人可能就说, 你当然是从你爸爸妈妈那边来的咯? 就是你爸爸妈妈你生出来的, 所以你是父精母血合合而生的。
So, here, so, I mean, not only like father's white cell and the mother, the red cell just combined together. It doesn't mean become human beings. You know, it's not necessary. But they need something extra, you know, to become human beings. Not only father's cell, mother's cell, only combined together. There's no definite become human beings, you know.
是不是只要有父亲的精子和母亲的血,就父亲母血呢? 就肯定,和一定肯定会成为人类呢? 就成为人呢? 如果你进一步去思考的话,进一步去问,去发掘的话, 就觉得可是要成为人,得到个人生, 他的因缘可能比这个更多, 因为不一定有父亲母血,就肯定你就会成为这个人嘛, 就会得到这个人生。
So yeah, so in Buddhism, so with of course the father, red mother and father, the cells needed that combined together is needed. Not only that, on top of that, the consciousness, you know, the human being consciousness have to enter on that. That combination then, the consciousness have to enter on that. Only then become the, you know, human being like that.
所以呢,在佛教的教义里面呢,不只是父精母血合合而已啊,因为它的因缘呢,其实需要的因缘其实更多,这父精母血合合呢,只是成就一个肉身而已,我们需要那个心识呢,进入这个肉身啊,这样我们才会达到一个完整的,得到一个完整的这个人生。So,
I mean, even I mean, when you logically look, same parent, you know, white cell, red cell, the parent, same, everything same, but I mean, even the twin, or what called the twin, I mean, the cell is same there, the father, mother, same, the twin baby, yeah, but the their body can be look same, but mind is totally different, you know, their character is totally different. So we need to explain about that. What makes that different? You know.
所以呢，可能有就问了，有些人可能会进一步问了，哦 ，OK， 你说心是进入这个肉身了，所以就得到这个人生了，所以人生不只是肉体，这样就可能讲。哦，我们需要这个父精母血和合，然后还需要这个心识，这样心识进入这个人生就是很合理的吗？啊，这样有人讲不一定是这个心识，有些人可能讲可能是别的东西。可是你想想，如果是双胞胎，就算是双胞胎的话，他们有相同的父精母血，所以呢，他们可能呢，你看一对双胞胎，他们的身体呢可能差不多一样，你分辨不出谁是谁，可是呢他们的性格，他们的心识其实是不一样的。所以呢，如果你讲不是心识进入这个身体，这样你如何解释这个双胞胎他们两个人呢的性格，他们的心识啊完全是不一样的。
So here's the point is when they're still twin together,What is the cause in these two twins? You know? So if you say only father, mother, white son, just only that, then difficult to explain why they are different. You know? So that's different, then cause must be different. You know? If only cause is father, mother, son, of course they are exactly the same. You know?
所以呢，如果我们讲双胞胎他们产生的原因是因为他们来自这个父精母血，这样那个心识，我们撇开心识不谈的话，我们就不能解释双胞胎成就产生的原因了，因为他是只有一个父精母血，可是呢他们却产生两个不同的人呢，不同的性格，所以呢这样的不同呢来自于他们不同的心识。
So in Buddhism, of course, then they are different because their cause is different. Because different consciousness go to different part, different body, you know. So therefore, they will be different, their intelligence is different, you know.
所以呢，因为我们看到这个双胞胎的不同，所以呢，我们可以知道他们两个人，他们产生的因缘是不一样的，是不同的。因为有不同的两个不同的心识呢，分别进入这个双胞胎肉身里面。
So now the consciousness go there. The whose consciousness? Whether the father or mother consciousness go there or not? Inside the.Twin, whether the father consciousness go there, mother consciousness go there or not?
所以呢，在这个双胞胎啊，如果有一个双胞胎，你可以问，进一步问，到底是谁的心识呢？进入这个双胞胎，是爸爸的心识进入吗？还是妈妈的心识进入这双胞胎
？I don't know what. Why I'm talking this topic? Because I'm not sure,
But what happens when the father's consciousness enter the twins? Then the father has no consciousness.
Of course, father have many.
Father died.
Father have many consciousness. Father consciousness can go there, no?
Father's, I thought die already.
father have many different consciousness, not one consciousness. Eh?Part of the father consciousness go inside that. What's wrong with that?
Father's 的心识如果进入这个双胞胎的这个肉身，其中一个肉身里面，到底有什么不对的地方？因为父亲可以有不同的心识嘛，不同的时刻，不同的心嘛，啊，所以他进入这双胞胎有没有错误呢？
Why we talk that or such?
But at one time you can have only one consciousness. You cannot have two consciousness. At one time you cannot split into two consciousness into the twins.
Yeah, but you can say father many consciousness.
So, but at one time you have only one consciousness. Again, at one time you have multiple hundred consciousnesses. Then you keep give some to a twin, then keep some to yourself.
Of course, you can't. You have multiple consciousness. What? Same time you see, same time you can eat, same time you can hear. What? No. Anyway, this is not.
But it is only directly perceiving consciousness. You cannot. The rest are all AAA.
Whatever it is, there's many different consciousness functions at the same time. Huh? General business, one consciousness. Huh?
But there's only one mind that comes up. You cannot have split into different minds. So one mind enter the body, then the other mind. That means you have multiple minds. That's impossible.
You have one mind, but many branches, no?
Then that is half a person or one over 100 consciousness. So the twins become one over 100th twin of the father and not a whole person.
I'm talking like your body like that.
That's very funny.
No.
It's not logical.
Your main body. Your main body. Yeah? But you have many limb, isn't it? Your one body, you have limb, isn't it?
You're talking about consciousness, not body. They're two different entities.
You have main body, you have different limb, yeah? You agree that or no? You have main body, you have many limb, no?
What has consciousness to do with the body? We are talking about consciousness going to the twins. So I don't understand.
No, I'm talking about we have one body, we have two legs, two hands, yeah?
But it cannot function if there's no mind. So we are talking about the consciousness, because consciousness is the primary runner for all these things. So we have to back to consciousness, not sidetrack the body.
That will come later. First asking, main body, different limb. You believe that or no? We have or no?
Uh-huh.
Therefore, one main mind, different branches of mind, possible? Or no?
Like body, but it's still one main mind. Just like one handkerchief, you tie into six knots, it's still one handkerchief. No matter how many knots you tie, it's still one piece.
Anyway, good point, yeah.
So even if you have 1,001 consciousness, 100,000, it's still one consciousness, it's one mind only, one mind that functions. So it's only one mind, you're talking about a mind that enters the consciousness, or enters that body. So there's only one mind, you cannot have split two minds.
No, there's 52 mental factor. One mind, 52 mental factor. Isn't it?
But there's only one mind. I can tie 52 knots on the handkerchief. There's only one handkerchief. We don't say there are 52 handkerchiefs.
52 mental factor exists or not?
One handkerchief assists or 52 knots assists.
Huh?
There's only one handkerchief.
One can achieve me not.
I have one piece of handkerchief. I tie 52 knots. I still call it one handkerchief. I don't call it 52 handkerchiefs.
Handkerchief.
If I have knots, I have 52 knots, it's still one piece of handkerchief. So your 52 mental factors are just a knot on a piece of handkerchief. It's still one piece of handkerchief.
But they're all not the same, isn't it?
So we don't say, oh, tie up one knot and give it to the twins and say, oh, this one, the conscience go into the twins' body. That's not logical because there's still one piece of handkerchief. You cannot split and cut the handkerchief to the twins. So therefore, the consciousness of the father or the mother or anybody cannot go and give it to the twins.
I say, why not? My point is, why not some part of father consciousness doesn't go to baby. So that's my point. Why?
But he cannot go.
Why?
The handkerchief example I've given already. Even if you have 52 knots, you cut one piece, you can't cut one piece and all this, it's still one
if
piece of handkerchief.
52 knots, one knot can be cut and can be 50 knots.
Can you cut your mind? Can you cut your mind with 52 parts? Just because you have 52 mental factors?
Same thing, you're not 52 knots, you can cut one knot, isn't it?
You can't because it's just
Why?
One piece of handkerchief.
Huh?
So it's the same. So by the same token, therefore the consciousness of our father cannot enter that consciousness of the twins. This is what I'm trying to say.
Your example is 52 knots.
I'm using an example to say.
Because example doesn't fit. I say 52 knots, one be cut. It's still 52 left, isn't it? There's no problem.
But can you cut it in the same in the first place?
So your example
can you cut your mind? Anyone here can cut your mind and cut your mental factors out and give it to another person? If you can, you show me.
No. The point is, why mind cannot give part of mind, part of mother mind cannot give the baby? Why not?
Can you give an example of those who can cut it and give it? Please give one illustration.
I'm not saying it. What I'm saying is not correct, but I'm just asking. Of course, your mind cannot give, but my question, why cannot give? Of course, mind have to be different, but my question is, why mind cannot give? You know?
Yeah? 对不起, 我翻译一下。 对, 所以他分了, 所以他是两个心识进入这个双胞胎, 所以呢, Ken 文学刚才就问了, 为什么呢, 这个双胞胎, 他的心识是不是从父亲来的, 或者从母亲来的, 或者任何一个人, 比如说给父亲, 父亲的心呢, 进入这个双胞胎, 这样呢, 他就问我, 我就跟他回答了, 我讲是不可能的了, 我用的比喻是一条手巾, 一条手巾呢, 就算你把它, 打了六个结就有六个十的话, 也不可能把其中一个结给另外一个人, 因为那条手巾本来就是一条手巾, 同样的, 我们的心呢, 我们的心我们叫心王了, 那我们的心呢, 心呢, 虽然有52个心锁, 可是这五个心锁呢, 你并不能把其他的心锁呢, 给任何一个人, 因为人们就想, 我们要有很多很多的心锁, 我们可以说同时有很多的心锁, 可以给, 这样我讲, 这是不可能的, 因为就算你把你的心锁给了别人了, 你的那心还是一样, 你是不可以把你的心切成50个心锁呢, 分了出去的。 所以我就用那个手巾来比喻, 一条手巾这心, 这手巾是你的心啊, 如果你把手巾打了52个结, 就五个心锁, 你也是不能把它切起来分给人, 因为从来就没有看过有人, 我想, 他讲为什么不可能, 我讲, 如果有可能的话, 你举一个例子给我听, 给我看了, 所以他其实意思就是, 其实那个心是不能切割的, 那个心丸是不能切割, 你不能切割这52个, 或52片给52个人的, 因为从来就没有, 佛经没有这样讲过了，所以就是不论是父亲或母亲的那个心呢，是不能说切割进入这个双胞胎的，所以他这个双胞胎的心识呢，和这个母亲的心识呢，是父母的心识呢，是不一样的。
Anyway, so I mean, you still need to think. That is the important part. Why cannot go? Why part of the mind cannot go there? You know, if people ask, you still need to question. Why part of the mother mind doesn't go there? Yeah? So you still need to ask the question. If goes part of the father mind go there, what's wrong with that? You know, doesn't have to be whole mind, doesn't have to go there. Part of the mind go there, what's wrong with that? You still need to answer for that. Then also same time, of course, when you see your father is character is angry character, children is angry, some relation is there. Father is very angry character, the baby also angry character. Not definite, but sometimes how the father, how the son, how the mother, how the daughter. Sometimes they have similar character. Not 100%. Yeah. What that makes that? No. You see that? No. You normally see, yeah?
Because they share some similar karma. Or else this person won't go into the father's sperms and the mother's blood. Because of sharing of some similar karma.
So you need to think that question. You still need to think. What really, you know, whether father, mother, mind go there or not. Of course we say no, but go father, mother, mind go there, what's wrong? No?
uh, 所以 Kenneth 牧师是讲，刚才我们虽然这样一问一答呢，这样其实我们还应该进一步去思考，进一步去挖掘的。我们讲呢，当然我们的心呢是不能，我们讲我们心不能进入另外一个人的心事，好像父母啊，这父亲的心事呢不能进入那个他的双胞胎人格双胞胎的心事，可是呢，如果你讲不是整个心事，整个心事不可能。这样如果是部分的心事呢，是否可能呢？我们可以进一步去探索，因为呢。我们看有些他的双胞胎，有些他的儿子或女儿，他其实他们的性格和他父亲的性格是有一点类似，有点相似的。这样为什么会有这样的现象呢？所以我们可能需要进一步去思维，进一步去想了哦，因为可能他答案没有这样简单。
So, I don't know why you went this topic, I don't know. So, our physical body is not, came from our mother and father, is white cell, red cell. But not, now our mind came from our previous mind. You know, some previous mind entrained there. You know, so then,become the human beings.
我们的肉身呢，虽然是受自父母，就是来自我们的父亲母血，可是呢，我们的心识呢，却是来自我们过去的心识。
So in Buddhism, of course, of this, when you enter in the mother womb, inside the mother womb, some consciousness go inside there.And take rebirth like that. So this consciousness came from the previous life, like that. So then, of course, same logic. After we die, our body leave behind. Then our consciousness will continue. You know, to take place in different place. You know, our consciousness will continue and go to different place. You know, take different rebirth. You know.
所以呢。当我们这个肉身形成的时候呢，我们的心识呢进入我们的父亲母血里面。像这个心识呢，其实呢是来自我们的潜意识，所以潜意识的心识呢就进入这个父亲母血，然后这一生呢就开始了。所以，如果我们能够接受这样的说法的话呢，当死亡这一生死亡发生的时候呢，我们的心识和我们的肉身呢又再次分离，这样我们的肉身呢就化为尘土，我们这心识呢会继续下去，我们叫这个心相续，这样我们心相续呢就会去到另外一个地方去投生，所以就展开了我们的来生。
So here, so like that, so.What called, yeah, like shadow follow the body. Give example, like shadow follow the body like that. You know, then whatever we have this white karma, black karma, will follow us, follow with the mind. You know, go together with the mind from life to life, you know. Like our shadow of the body, follow with the body, you know. Like that, we cannot separate like that. So same thing, white karma, black karma, after you die,Go with the mind together, you know, like that.
所以呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，我们的肉身的我们心识分离的时候呢，我们心识只是摆脱了我们这个肉身而已。像有一样东西呢，是像影子一样，这根不会断掉的，不会走失的。就是和我们的心识呢一起进到下一生呢，就是我们所造就的黑夜和白夜。他们呢，就一直跟着我们的心识呢，到未来生去了。
So here, so whatever we create karma, you know, like we here, if we engage in 10 non-virtuous action, we talk about karma section. So if we engage in non-virtuous action, in 10 non-virtuous action, then you create karma, negative karma. Then this karma leave imprint.You know, undermined. You know, in your mind. So wherever your mind go, the imprint go together. You know.
所以呢，当我们造业的时候呢，我们可以造十不善业了，我们叫做恶业。当我们造了这十种恶业的话呢，它就会在我们的心相续里面呢留下一个习气。这习气呢是跟着我们的心相续走的，所以呢，当我们的心相续呢到下一生的时候呢，这个习气呢也跟这个心相续去到下一生。
So also that's why. So in we talk about the karma from last class. Karma is definite. You know, there's four characteristic of karma. You know, karma is definite. So that means once you create virtuous karma, you experience happiness. Once you create negative karma, you experience only suffering. You know, that is definite. So,
所以上一堂课呢，我们讲到业果的道理。我们讲业果的第一个定律呢，就是业决定一切。这决定一切是到底决定什么呢？就是如果我们造了善业的话呢，将来我们就会得到快乐的果报；如果我们造的是恶业的话，将来呢，我们就得到痛苦的果报。
So if we really understand this, you know, the karma is definite. Then you really decide to engage, you know.You decide to engage in only in the virtuous action. You know? Then you try to abandon non-virtuous action. You know, even the smallest non-virtuous action, you are trying to avoid that. You know, always engage in the virtuous action. You know, if you understand that karma is definite. You know.
如果我们真正的理解。然后你在心里能够做一些决定的话，我们在佛教的术语我们叫圣解。如果我们有这样的圣解的话呢，对这个业决定一切有了圣解的话，我们就会下定决心呢，只造善业。我们呢不会去，我们会尽量避免摒弃造就一切恶业，连最小最小的恶业呢，我们都不会去造作，我们都会把它断除掉。
So then, when you talk about the second karma is what? Increasing? What do you call it? Magnification of the karma?
Magnification of
the karma. So that means karma will multiply, increase like that. The characteristic of karma is like that. Once you're done, you know, somehow you increase like that, you know.
业的另外一个定律呢，就是业会增长广大，它会随着时间呢不断的增长。
So here, so when you understand that, you know, then you won't engage even the smallest negative karma. You know, when you really understand that meaning of that, then you don't engage even the smallest negative karma. You don't do that.You know, even the smallest virtuous karma, you try to accumulate. You know, because you know, it will multiply. You know, but just by itself. You know.
如果明白业的定律的话呢，就是业会增长广大的话，我们呢会众恶中连小罪皆断除，连最小最小的恶业呢，我们都会想办法把它断除掉。因为呢，如果连小罪呢，我们都去造作，我们不管它去造作的话，它会随着时间的增长，不断不断的增长，变得越来越大，越来越重。
说来的，说。So then another one was, you don't experience, you know, suffering or happiness. You don't create the karma, that's not possible. You do experience good or bad, you know.
另外定律呢，就是业不造不受。 就是说如果你没有造就恶业的话呢，你就不会感到痛苦的果报。
So like that, then if you create or engage or you done the karma, you create the karma, then it's, you know, sooner or later somewhere you have to experience, you know, the karma doesn't just anyhow just disappear, you know. It won't happen, you know. Once you create karma, then you have to experience, you know, sooner or later.
业不造不受呢，你反过来讲就是业造已不失。如果你已经造作了业呢，你肯定无论时间多长，或者无论时间是很早很快，就不论时间的迟早呢，如果你已经造作了业，你肯定会感得它的果报，因为这个果报呢是不会自己自动消失的。
So here, so Buddha said, once you create karma, then even the, you know, time goes eon after eon, 1 year, eon of year also, you will experience the result of that karma. You know, so karma just now disappear like that. It's not possible like that. You will experience, you know. So like that.
所以呢，佛就曾经说过呢，业如果造作了，就算经过长劫很长很长的时间呢，那个人呢，肯定还是要感得他的果报的，因为业呢，不可能自己消失。
So if you understand why all this book come, you know, like that, so then, especially this last one, you know, then, what you call, then you engage in the purification practice, you know, to purify negative karma. If you understand that, you know, if you don't do anything, the karma you accumulate, then you don't purify, then of course you experience the negative karma. If you understand well, then of course you engage in the purification practice, in the purifying the negative karma, then you put effort to do that.
所以如果你是真正理解了这个业报的道理的，业果的道理的话呢，特别是最后一个定律，就是业不造不受，业造已不失的话，这样你肯定呢就不会去造作恶业，你肯定呢在恶业还没有成熟，果报还没有成熟的时候呢，你就会尽力呢去净化这个业障。如果你什么都不做的话呢，就让那个业继续增长广大的话，这样你肯定将来一定会感受到痛苦的果报。所以呢，当下的这一刻呢，你就会很积极的去净化，去采取一些行动去净化你所积累的业障。
Maybe I think there's some maybe anyway. So I think we did talk about the ten non-bush. Again, I mean just example, one example. When you say killing, you know, sometimes many people understand that killing must be done directly yourself, but it's not necessary that in order to create killing negative karma, you don't have to involve directly. You know, indirectly also. You create that karma of killing, you know.
举个例子，比如说造这个杀业，我们懂这个杀业呢是一个恶业，这样很多人的理解是你要自己亲手去做，亲手去杀了那另外一个众生才算是造的这个杀业，其实是不一定的，也可以用间接的手法去杀。
Either you do directly, or you ask someone, you know, you ask someone to do that.Not kill insect or whatever, you know, you ask someone to do that. Also, it's exactly the same. You know, you ask someone to kill, sometimes we feel that we don't kill, so we don't create karma, but it's not true. You know, you ask someone to do, then you kill someone or insect, whatever you kill, also you create the karma of killing, you know, then.
所以呢，比如说有些人讲，诶，我没有亲手去杀啊，我只是叫别人去做而已。所以你教唆别人呢，比如说教唆别人去杀死一只小昆虫或什么， 你就造了这个杀业了，你所得到的那个业啊，业的果报呢，是杀害众生的果报是一样的，并不是说你叫别人做，叫另外一个人去做呢，你就没有造作这个业。其实呢，你一样啊，你所犯下的那个造作的罪呢，罪报呢，是和那个间接和那个直接杀的人是一样重的。
Okay, so.Also, I mean, stealing also same thing. You don't have to steal yourself directly. You know, you ask someone, you send someone. You know, also similar, you know, same thing, you create that karma of stealing also.
另外一个恶业呢，比如说偷盗的恶业，你也可以不用自己亲自动手的，你可以叫别人呢去帮你偷东西和偷盗东西，或者请别人去做。可是呢，你和那个人同样都犯下了同样重的这个偷盗的恶业。
So I mean, as if we are Buddhists, then also like killing, you know, I mean this, if we go like.Going to the what called the restaurant where they sell the live seafood. I mean, have to be careful. I mean, you know, because you go there, you order that, so that means you ask, you know, you ask that asking them to kill for me. So then, sometimes we don't know, you know, we don't believe that. Oh, I'm not killing. I'm just eating. You know, but Buddha said, if you ask, you are asking somebody to.Go and kill for me, you know. So then, it's quite dangerous. You create the killing of karma, you know. So that's, you know, if you really understand karma, then best not to go to this, you know, live, what call? Live, what? Live, live.
Seafood.
Huh? Live seafood, yeah.
所以呢，在佛教的教义里面呢，这个是就杀啊，都恶业、杀盗淫的这些恶业，其实呢，有时呢，只要是间接的，都算是犯了同样的恶业。因为有时候我们可能不知道，我们去一些餐馆啊，这样我们就点了、啊，刚好那个餐馆可能是活海鲜的哦，新加坡有很多的。这样你不知道呢，你只是点了个菜，点了菜呢，其实呢，餐馆的工作人员就要帮你杀掉这个海鲜，然后端出来给你吃。你可能讲，哎，不知道，我就点了这道菜呀，我只是在来这边吃而已嘛，我并没有叫他杀。可是呢，因为你点菜的一个缘故呢，所以呢，你就间接叫别人呢、啊，叫餐馆的员工呢，杀掉这个众生啊，所以他因为你而丧失了这个生命，所以你就间接造作了这个杀的恶业。所以呢，我们要非常小心呢 所以去吃东西啊，也是会有危险的。所以呢，如果我们真正明白业果的道理的话呢，我们就会避免这样的事情发生。
Okay, so I did talk. I mean, anyway, so I just tell maybe one story here about the related karma. Maybe this helpful.
Rinpoche, you want to tell a story about
karma? Yeah, about the karma. Yeah, related karma. Yeah.
所以人们接下来要跟我们可能讲一些有关业果的故事。
Maybe story is better, you know, huh?
因为可能通过故事呢，我们比较容易了解业果的道理。
Then you remember, others teaching doesn't remember.
因为可能直接这样教的话，跟你讲分析，可能大家记不得。可是如果讲故事的话，大家可能就记得了。
So anyway, this is related with karma. So here, so once Buddha Shakyamuni was in India some place, so then nearby his place, there's a king. I think near the Rajagira, I think maybe there. Rajagira, maybe somewhere there, I don't know. So there,
Magadha.
Rajagira.
Kingdom of Magadha.
Rajagira there. So, so nearby there, so there's the very, what call, one rich businessman. So this businessman married with one low caste, you know, married with the low caste
就是这个故事呢，是发生在佛陀的时代，就在本师释迦牟尼佛的那个时候呢。有一次呢，他就在这个灵鹫山附近了。他住在了灵鹫山附近的时候呢，在灵鹫山附近呢，就有一位有钱的商人，他娶了一个剑姓种族的女子为妻。他们有不同的种姓的。他娶了个比较低级的啊。
啊，可以。OK， All right. So then they live together for a long time. So, I don't know how to say. So they live together. Then, I don't know. So I don't know how to say.
Happily.
whatever happening. So this happened, you know, but so I mean, that's the baby happened the first time that the baby inside, the baby didn't come out. Point is, the baby didn't come out. Then still they are living together, this, you know. Then when after then, the first baby is always inside there, you know. Only like each time happened, you know. But then baby came, the first one is always inside, the first one.
Still inside, the single
inside side. Like that, the 10 baby happened. They said, you know, after the first one always inside, but after they are together, live together, then each time then they came another baby, 10 baby came out, but one baby still inside, never came out. He's still inside there, then they have this live together. Then again, baby came out, then like that, you know, 10 baby came out like that, so.
Oh, 这是发生在佛陀的时代一个有趣的故事。这个应该是在灵鹫山，应该是摩揭陀国。这个商人啊，娶了一个建族种姓的妇女为妻了，这样他们呢，就是生活在一起很多年了，这样他们就生了几个孩子了。可是呢，他的第一胎呢，一直呢留在这个妇女的肚子里面没有出来，然后第二胎就出来生出来，第三胎、第四胎，总共有10个孩子都生出来了。可是第一胎呢，一直留在他妈妈的肚子里面。
So like that. So 10 baby came out, but still one baby remained there, you know, for a long time, about 10 years, like that. 10 or more than that, you know. So long time there, like that. This. So then, then one day the wife was sick, you know, become very sick. Then even they see the doctor, this and that, but she's not able to cure it, you know. Then she's almost going to die like that.
所以呢，有一天呢，这个妇女呢就生病了，就病得很重，所以呢就去看医生。可是看了医生的时候呢，医生也没有办法，就医生束手无策了。所以那个妇女呢就要死亡了啦，就要死了。
So then. She's going to die. Then, of course, then she told to the husband, the husband, you know. So, inside my womb, there's the first baby is still inside my womb. So, if I die, you know, please operate and take out the first baby like that. Then, like that, then after that, she died like that. So, the mother.
所以呢，妇女在临死前呢，就告诉她的丈夫，她讲：“哦，我的肚子里面呢，还有我们的第一胎了，我们第一胎还在里面哦。所以，要是我死的时候呢，你们哦，叫医生呢，赶快剖腹哦，把我肚子切开，把这个第一胎呢取出来哦，因为他还在里面，他还活着。”
So then, so after that, of course she died. Then the people wrapped the hot body and brought to the brought to the cemetery there like that. Then they asked the doctor to come there. You know, then also same time, every in that city or village, you know, anyway, then everybody know that, you know, this happened, going to happen, you know, all this story, you know, this. Then everybody know that. Then many people came to the cemetery to see, you know, look like that.
所以呢, 过后呢, 就这个妇女就真的死掉了啦。这样死掉了, 他们就把她的那个死尸呢, 就抬到那个坟场那边啊, 也叫了医生啊, 就准备了, 开刀, 要取这个胎儿出来。 在她住的地方呢, 这个新闻呢, 就传开了, 传开了, 就她和我们一样啦, 每个人都, 哇, 就传开了, 每个人就跑跑跑跑跑跑, 每个人都很给播的了。 我们就跑跑跑, 到那边, 就坟场那边去看了。
So like, so I mean, said like, you know, 100,000 of people came there like that. Also then, that time also Buddha Shakyamuni told to Kungawa, I think it's Ananda.
Oh.
Shakyamuni told Ananda, Kungawa, you know, go, Shakyamuni told Ananda, tell all the monk, you know, all the monks, go there and look there, you know.
Go there and look.
Yeah, go there and look. I am also coming, you know. Buddha said like that. Tell them.
Go there and look and... Huh? Oh, Buddha also want to go. Okay. 所以呢, 这是很轰动的一件事, 很轰动。 所以呢, 这整个村落和整个, 整个市政哦, 整个城市的人呢，全部都跑到那个坟场去了，大概有10万个人。这样呢，佛陀的尊者，佛陀的侍者就阿难尊者了。这样佛陀就告诉阿难，你去召集所有的僧人哦，所有的僧人在这个灵鹫山附近的所有的僧人，全部的僧人都去也跟着去看。然后他讲哦，我自己也会去看。So
like that. So I mean, Buddha said like, you know, those who want to see interesting thing, those who wish to see interesting thing, please go there. Like that.
所以佛陀是这样告诉阿难的了，你们要看非常有趣的一件事的，很有趣的事情要发生，你们要去看的话，就去那个坟场。So
then, and many followers of the Buddhas went, also Buddha went there, also many followers of the Buddhas also went there to see, you know, then when Buddha go there, then people, all these people saw the Buddha, then, you know, they make the way, you know, Buddha to come in, they make the way to Buddha to come in like that.
所以呢，佛陀还有佛陀的弟子呢，全部都出动了，他们就去那个坟场，哇，浩浩荡荡。所以呢，当那些众人呢，那十万个人哦，在那边看的时候，看到佛陀来了，哎，他们就自动呢就移开哦，移开，然后变成两边，然后让佛陀呢走进去哦。So
like that, then after that, everybody gathered there, include Buddha there, Buddha Shakyamuni also there, then. The doctor so operate, then take out the baby, you know. Then the baby was, you know, when take out, is of course is
head
hair is totally white, you know. Then his face full of wrinkle, so like that. Then become very like. become very old looking, you know, like that.
所以呢，就所有的人呢，这佛陀全部到弟子，全部到他们就本来让开一条路啊，让佛陀弟子进去，然后又合拢了，大家就全部聚集在那个坟场了。啊，这时候呢，医生就开刀了，就把那个婴儿那个取出来，可婴儿取出来，大家看，哇哦！ 那个婴儿呢，他的头发已经全部变白了，然后他的婴儿呢，脸上还有很多皱纹，然后那个婴儿就像一个老人一样。
So, what do you call? So after, I mean, they take out this baby from the mother womb, so then immediately he look at the baby item, this what you call, this old man inside.
Baby old man.
Baby old man, yeah. What you call, I don't know. So he look at the people and talk to the people. Immediately he talked to the people.
Oh, you know, talk already, straight away.
He talked to the people, he looked at the people, and he said, you know, hey, you guys, you know, he said something like,
oh, hey, you guys.
I don't know. In Tibet is not hey, Tibet is gay, you know, so maybe English hey, I don't know. You guys, so, so he said, never say harsh words to the your gurus, master, your father, your mother, your abbot, your master. So never say harsh words, you know. Because of that, never say this harsh word to those people. Because I experienced this suffering, he said that.
所以呢，当这个婴儿男胎啊，这个、婴儿老人呐、啊，被取出来之后呢，这个婴儿就看看，不是像老人了，已经像我们就看看，看了群众啊，看了所有的人，哇，大家都来看他，他就开口讲话了，这个婴儿不需要人家教，就会开口讲印度话。Okay, 他讲：“嗨，你们大家听着，好，你们不应该对你们的上司、对你们的老师、对你们的父亲或母亲，好、哦，恶言相向，就是用很粗俗的言语啦，或恶口啦相向，对他们说这些恶。”什么？恶言相向了，因为我过去生曾经造下这样的业，所以呢，我这一生呢就感受这个痛苦的果报。
So he suffered in the mother womb. You know, you have to stay in mother womb for 60 years. He said, you know, inside the dark, his mother inside the darkness of mother womb, you have to.Suffer for 60 years, you know. That's after that he didn't say anything. That's all, you know.
And after that he
didn't say anything. That's the last, yeah.
所以呢，因为我过去生造下这个业呢，所以我在我妈妈的胎盘里面呢，在这个黑暗中呢，度过了60年呢。哦，就很痛苦的度过这60年。他说完这个之后呢，就什么话都没有说了。
So then after Buddha Shakyamuni said to all the monks, you know, that this person, the old baby, you know, he's already He's already near to achieve. He's already near to achieve what you call arhat. But still, he have to suffer. If you are ordinary being, of course, they must be careful. You know? You get idea? Even this old man is close. I mean, getting quite close to arhat.
So this old man is an arya.
Close to get arhat.
First, non-returner,
going to get arhat soon. He still need to suffer. Ordinary being, there's no mention. Need to suffer. Yeah, the point is that. Buddha said that.
Okay. 所以呢，佛呢就告知在场的所有的弟子说其实呢，这个婴儿老人呢、啊。 他已经快要证得阿罗汉果了。可是呢，因为他过去造下这个恶口的恶业，所以呢，现在呢还需要感受这个痛苦的果报。所以呢，你们所有人呢都要谨慎言行，都要小心了自己的行为。
So then, then after, I think Buddha asked this old baby Buddha, whether your old man, you know, Buddha asked this old baby whether you are old man, are you old man, you know? Then he replied, yes, I am, you know. Then after that, then Buddha gave his name is old man, you know. Known as the old man, you know.
OK, 所以佛就问这个老人婴孩了，你算是老人家吗？啊，这个婴孩就回答，是，我是一名老人。这样呢，佛陀就赐给他名字，他的名字就叫老人。
So then after that, Buddha teach, you know, then Buddha give teaching on the karma. There, so then many sentient beings, many people become what call, many people get renunciation, you know, like that.
OK, 像佛陀呢就当场呢教导了当场所有人呢，就是他的弟子还有那些十万个来看的观众了，就跟他们讲了业果的道理。像佛陀转了这个法轮过后呢，在场的很多很多很多人全部呢都升起了这个出离心。
So then, he's the old man. He's already 60 years. So then, after another 10 years, he said he lived at his family, you know, like at the lay life, another 10 years until 70 years. Another 10 years, he was in the lay life like that.
所以呢，这个60岁的老人婴孩呢，生出来后呢，他和家人呢一起生活了，继续生活了十年。
So then, after age of 70, then I think he became monk, yeah, ordained like that. Then after ordination, then he went to the Rajagira there to do the summer retreat, you know, summer retreat with the 25 monk like that. He went there to do summer retreat, you know.
这样他在70岁的时候呢他就出家了。这样出家呢他就和其他的僧众呢在灵鹫山呢就做了这个夏季的闭关。
This is about summer retreat, about mostly the monsoon time, so take 3 months, you know, all the Sangha do the summer retreat. The monsoon time, so they sit in the temple or wherever their house they sit, they don't go out, you know. So like 3 months, they're supposed to live like that, you know.
They sit in the house, they sit in the cave,
whatever, the temple, whatever.
所以呢，这个在夏季他们闭关的时候，通常是3个月，他们就闭关3个月，通常是他们就在山洞，灵鹫山大概很多山洞，就在那闭关3个月。
So after that, then after the retreat, after 3 month retreat, they break, you know, like a break time. So and they're like a picnic, whatever. Normally they have like break and there's some relax time, you know. So here, when they do the retreat, when they start the retreat, then one of the senior monks make the discipline, you know. Within this 3 month retreat, if you don't achieve arhat state, then you are not able to enjoy the break time, you know, this picnic time. You are not able to join that, you know. They make this kind of commitment there, you know. must achieve arahat, you know, during this 3 month time. That if not, then you are not able to enjoy the what call this picnic or break time, you know. So.
通常呢，在他们闭关啊，夏季闭关三个月后，他们就可以出关了。那出关了就好像放假一样，他们就可以休息了，可以去野餐啊，去松懈一下。这样可是，在闭关前呢、啊，就是在做这个三个月闭关的时候，那个资深的长老就跟这个老人说了，在这个为期三个月闭关里面呢，你一定要证得阿罗汉果。 如果你没有办法证得的话呢，你三个月闭关期过后呢，你就不可以放假。
So after the end of the 3 months, so then the 24 of them become achieved arahat. And this old man is still haven't achieved arahat, you know.
所以呢，在这个为期三个月的闭关后呢，有24个人哦证得阿罗汉果，可是呢，这个老人却没有证得阿罗汉果。So
then, so then because of that, so then they kick out him, you know. Anyway, from this group, you know, you are not at the group, you know, you are not able to enjoy that. So kick out, then. The old man was crying, you know, like, I'm not good, whatever, you know, I'm not good enough, you know. So he was crying and this and that. How can I'm not good enough to see Buddha Shakyamuni, this and that, you know, he's so depressed and crying. Then, and he want to kill himself like that, you know.
所以呢，因为他没有证得这个阿罗汉果，所以呢，他就被踢出去了，就被赶出去，他的那个群里面呢，他们有一个群，一个群的去闭关，所以他就不能去放假了。所以呢，这个老人呢，他就很伤心，然后就哭哭啼啼了，去找佛陀，然后去找佛陀，啊，我不够好啊，什么什么，然后就哭着要自杀了。So
like that, then anyway, so Buddha knew about this, you know, somehow Buddha can see everything. So Buddha knew about that. So then Buddha went, you know, to see him. Suddenly Buddha appeared in front of him and talked to him, you know. So then Buddha teach him Dharma, this, you know. Then Buddha think this is the right time to subdue him. So then Buddha teach Dharma. Then after that, then because of that, after he achieved arahat, like that.
所以佛陀呢，佛陀是全知的辨知的哈。这辨知的佛陀知道这一切哦，就懂啊，这个人呢，啊，哎呀，他有事情发生了。所以呢，佛陀呢就出现在他的面前了。那出现在他的面前呢，啊，他就在那边哭哭啼啼跟佛陀讲，哦呀，不够好，要自杀。这样佛陀讲，哎。 度化他的因缘呢，这个时机啊到来了，已经成熟了，现在可以度化他了，所以呢，就跟他转法轮，就跟他讲解这个佛法了，进步讲解佛法了。哎，这个老人听，对，进去了，全部的法全部都进去了，所以呢，过后呢，他就证得了这个阿罗汉果了。So
then many of the sanghas, you know, then they are wondering how come, you know, like this, you know, this old man become arahat. Then, you know, then they have some kind of wondering, you know, how come this become arahat, and how come this, you know, old man live in the mother womb about 60 years like that. Then how he become like ordain, how he become, you know, arahat like that. What they ask, the monk ask question, you know, to the Buddha, what, you know, they wonder and ask question to the Buddha like that.
所以呢，很多佛的弟子，他们知道了，哎，就觉得很奇怪啊，哦，这老人呢是怎么样证果的？他证得阿罗汉果了，他住在他妈妈的肚子里面60年了，哦，都没有什么事情发生，哎。 他的业报应该不是很好啊，什么？为什么他会证得果呢？所以他们就觉得奇怪，就去问佛陀，因为佛陀是遍知全知的嘛，所以他们就问佛陀啊，这个人，这个老人以何因缘证得阿罗汉果？
So then Buddha explained, you know, this what kind of this old man create karma. You know, so Buddha said that Buddha Kashyapa's time, you know, Buddha Kashyapa's time, one businessman son, you know, there's one businessman, his son, you know, become ordained, you know, the businessman's son become ordained from another fully ordained monk who is arhat. Ordained from this fully ordained arhat monk, you know.
Becomes ordained as a fully
from.
Or take ordination from a fully.
This businessman's son, take ordination from.
So, 呢，佛陀呢就跟大家释疑了，哦，解释他们的疑问，哎，就解释了这个老人呢，他证得阿罗汉果的因缘，他是以何因缘证得这个阿罗汉果？所以他就讲了啊，原来在迦瑟佛的时代，很远很远了哦，一尊佛和另一尊佛相隔是很远的，在迦瑟佛的时代呢，就有一个商人，他有一个儿子。这商人一个儿子，这个儿子呢就出家了。他是从哪里出家的呢？他是从一个证得阿罗汉果的出家人，接受比丘戒的出家人，证得阿罗汉果的比丘那边出家了。
So this the this new monk. So now you know this the businessman's son. So he ordained from this monk. So then.One time, so there's the some kind of function or party going on this town. Function or party, I don't know. Some party or function or dance, whatever going on. Some show going on in the town. So then this young monk asked to his master, who is fully ordained monk, he asked him, let's go.You know, let's go and see the party or function there. You know, he asked, please stand up, let's go and see the party. That.
这样，这个商人的儿子出家了啊。他这样有一次呢，这市政啊就举行了一个大的聚会啊，一个聚会啊什么之类的。这样呢，他就问他的师父，他讲：“哎，师父，我们去那边看看好不好？”
So then the his master replied him. Then he said, "Hey son, you know, it's too early to go. You know, go back and practice. It's now too early to go. You know, go back and practice. You know."
所以呢，他这个师父就回答了，就说，儿子 ，son 哦，儿子，你已经太老了，你应该去修行。
So then he asked again, you know, another two time, three time, you know, to this his master, let's go, like that, you know. Then master didn't go, you know, reply same thing, you know, go and practice virtues, you know, it's too early like that, so he didn't go, you know.
所以呢，可是呢，他一直不死心哦，所以他就再问了两次啊，再问第三次啊，他就请求那师父让他去啊，去参加哈、啊。然后呢，可是他师父呢一而再、再而三的拒绝他，一直叫他去修行。
Then after this, the young monk become very upset, angry. You know, then he make very harsh words to this master. You know. I don't know how to translate. Angry, then he said, oh, you stay there, you know, that darkness place, you know. You stay there, your dark place, you know, something like that. You stay there for 60 years like that, you know. He make this kind of remark, say harsh word, you know. I'm going, you know, you stay there 60 years in the darkness there, you know, I'm going now, like that. You know, then he went like that.
所以呢，这个商人的儿子现在是出家人呢，就觉得很气馁了。然后问了问了两次、三次，这个师父还不答应，最后他很生气了。他生气呢，他就恶口相向了，他就跟他师父讲：“啊，算了，你就自己一个人待在这个黑暗的地方六十年吧，你就待在这里六十年了，黑黑暗暗的。哦，我不管了，我自己走了，啊，我要去参加了。”
So here, so Buddha said, because of his that kind of harsh word, you know, so then because of that, he have to live in the mother womb, stay mother womb for 60 years like that. So he stay in this darkness place for 60 years because he said this harsh word to this master, the Arhat. You know.
所以呢，佛就说。因为呢，因为他过去生呢，就是在这个商人儿子出家的这个商人儿子，因为他造了这个恶口的恶业呢，所以呢，他这一生就要待在母胎中啊，黑暗的母胎中六十年。
So so that's the karma. So then also in Buddha Kashyapa's time, so he become ordained. Also not only.He's warden, also he practice, you know, so doing the prayer, you know, doing meditation, this and that. Then, so because of that, he is able to get ordained this time. And not only that, also he's able to achieve the arhat like that.
所以呢，因为造作了这样的恶业，所以他这一生呢就感得了这样的果报。可是他在迦瑟佛的时代啊，在迦瑟佛，因为他出家了，而且他也修行，他也做禅，他也有回向，所以呢，他在那一生呢就种下了他这一生出家的因缘，也种下了这一生呢他证得阿罗汉果的因缘。
So here the story, I mean.Last time we did mention, you know, because here, you know, when you say harsh words, you know, with your anger, you know, you say some harsh word to your master or your parent, father, mother, you know, who are so kind to you, you know, you say some harsh word, you know, that's hurt. To the master or the parent, whoever, you know, who are very kind to you. Then, because of that, you create so much heavy negative karma according to that. So then you have to suffer, you know, for a long period of time like that.
所以这是上堂课过去曾讲过的。所以呢，如果我们造作的这恶口的恶业，尤其这恶口的是由我们的嗔心啊所引发的，在引发的对象呢，又是我们的师父啊，我们的上师啊，我们的师长啊，或者是我们的父母的话，再想想我们的师长和父母对我们是很有慈悲心的，对我们是有大恩的，这样。对我们这个对象啊，这个大恩的对象呢，我们却用恶口，由嗔心引发恶口去伤害他们的感觉，所以我们所造作的那个恶业呢是非常深重的，所以呢，我们一定会感得这个很大的痛苦的果报。
So this is very important. Also, I mean, in the Lamrim also mentioned, you know, like related the object of like three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, then also similar.To that is your gurus, then also your father, mother, you know. So that's very, very powerful object, you know, mentioned in Lamrim, you know, to accumulate merit and create negative karma. This object is extremely powerful, you know. So therefore, have to be very mindful on that, you know.
所以呢， 明白这一点呢是非常重要的。在菩提道次第里面呢也有讲过，就是我们造业的对象啊，对象也能决定那个业的力度，它的深重度。所以呢，如果我们造业的对象呢是啊，是我们的师长，就是我们的上师，或者三宝，就佛法僧三宝，或者是我们父母的话，因为他是我们的福田，他们是我们的福田。如果我们造业的对象呢是善业的话，我们福田呢、啊、造业。对我们福田造业的话是善报的话，它的善业呢的力量是很强大的。我们造的是恶业的话呢，它的恶报的力量也是非常非常大的。所以这点呢我们要非常小心。
So like that, so I mean it's just related to the harsh word, but everything, you know, get angry with the parent,You know, father, mother, or master, you get angry, then, you know, it's also the same thing. It creates so much negative karma, then we have to suffer a long period of time. So we have to be mindful on that also, yeah.
So we, 当我们的嗔心呢、啊、就生气的时候，嗔心升起来的时候呢，我们要恶口啊。恶口相向的时候，尤其是对我们的师长啊，对我们的师父啊，或者对我们的父母啊，恶口相向的时候呢，我们就会造作很深重的恶业。这深重的恶业所引发的果报呢，是我们需要长时间呢啊感受这个痛苦。
So here, this one.If your parent or if your parent or if your master or your teacher, if the person is bodhisattva, then you say harsh word or you get angry with them, you know, it creates so much negative karma, you know.
所以呢，如果你造业的对象是你的师父或者是师长或者是你的父母的话、如果他们是菩萨的话，你恶口相向或者你对他们生起了这嗔心、啊、你造的恶业就是非常深非常重的。
So Buddha said that, you know, if you, you know, he said you get angry and put all sentient beings, you know, you get so angry and bring all sentient beings to the present, you know, put there for a long time in the darkness, you know. So, I mean, this is very heavy negative karma, but compared to get angry to the bodhisattva is nothing.
佛就打了个比喻，所造的恶业呢深重到什么程度，就是说如果你很生气很生气，你把所有的众生呢都关进监牢里，长时间关在里面呢折磨他们哦，这样这个恶业是非常重的，对吗？可是和你哦对菩萨啦起嗔心的话哦，那个恶业是微不足道的。
So also you mentioned that evenYou know, like numberless of stupas, you know, like number of Ganjishriva stupas, you know, even destroy, cannot compare your getting angry to Bodhisattva or even some kind of ill will, you know, arising in ill will to Bodhisattva or saying harsh words, unpleasant words to Bodhisattva, you know, that also cannot compare like that.
就算呢一个人摧毁了，把所有的佛塔呢都摧毁掉，都破坏掉，那造的恶业其实是非常重的。可是呢，和你对菩萨升起一念的嗔心呢，或者一念的恶的心态哦，或者是恶口的话，这个 这个毁掉破坏所有的佛塔的那个恶业呢，那恶的果报呢，和他比起来啊，就显得微不足道了。
So here the what I'm trying to say is, of course, the point is have to be mindful, you know, have to understand also mindful, you know, because we don't know, we never know who is Bodhisattva. We never know your parents Bodhisattva or not. We never know that. In case your parent or master or friend is Bodhisattva, then you get harsh words. You get angry to them. Then it's become really, really, you create so much heavy negative karma, you know.
所以呢，这里呢 ，Ken Rinpoche 要讲的是呢，其实呢，我们要时时保持警惕，因为呢，我们不知道谁是菩萨，我们不能肯定我们的父母不是菩萨，我们也不能肯定我们的师长或我们师父呢不是菩萨，我们也不肯定坐在我们左边右边的朋友不是菩萨了，我们不能肯定。所以呢，如果我们对他们升起一念嗔心的话，或者我们恶口相向的话，我们在那一刻呢，我们就造下了很深重的恶业。
Okay, so I mean, this is good. You know, always remind that. You know, or you get angry to someone, or you harsh word, always remind that. The point is, I'm trying to say, is remind that. Oh, this person could be Bodhisattva. You never know. You know, always mindful on that then, and try to avoid angry, harsh words, you know, unpleasant words. You know, always reminding that is extremely important. You know, to avoid that. You know.Knowing this, then avoid that, mindful on that, could be, you know. We never know, you know.
所以呢，我们要时时保持警惕啊。当我们要恶口相向啊，对其他一个人恶口相向或升起那个嗔心的时候，生气的时候呢，我们要告诉自己一句话：哎，这个人可能是菩萨。就像自己跟自己讲，哎，这个人可能是菩萨，这样呢，我们就会避免去再造作这样的恶口啊，避免再升起这样的嗔心了。所以呢，这一点呢，如果我们能够有这样的知觉的话，这样我们呢，就可以避免造作恶业。所以我们要时刻升起这样的警觉心。
So like that, you know, so then, same thing.Not then, same thing, they could be Bodhisattva. So that's... So when you give charity, also same thing. When you give charity, you know? So when you give charity, I mean the object of person who give you charity can be Bodhisattvas, you know? You know, can be ordinary Bodhisattva, can be Aya Bodhisattva, anybody is possible.So, if you really give charity to anyone you met with that kind of object, then you create so much merit, you know. It's extremely powerful merit, you know, like that.
所以同样的道理，因为我们不知道谁是菩萨。当我们造善业的时候，比如说我们在做布施的时候啊，给人家东西或什么，我们布施的对象呢，哎。也有可能是普通的菩萨，或者已经证得圣位的菩萨。所以当我们布施的时候呢，我们就因为这样的布施呢，因为那个对象，布施的对象呢是菩萨，不管是普通的普普通通的凡夫菩萨，或者是证得圣位的菩萨呢，我们因为这布施呢，我们就积累了很大很深很重的善业的果报。
Okay, so the point is, I'm telling of the stories about that, you know. So, once you create karma, you know, time is, doesn't matter. Even 100-year time, after that, 200,000-year time, you don't purify negative karma, then you have to experience, you know. So like that. So from there, understanding the karma, you know, this definite condition of the karma.Create your spirit, your condition, your karma is extremely important.
对，这个要讲的重点，就刚才讲的这个故事啊，这个老人婴孩的故事呢，它的重点呢，其实就是说，我们其实应该尽量的去造善业，然后我们应该尽量的避免呢去造这个恶业，就连最小的恶业呢，我们应该断除，因为呢。如果业已经，如果我们造了一个罪业的话，一个恶业的话，就算过了20万年了，这样长久的时间呢，我们还是会感受到它的恶的果报的。所以呢，如果我们没有造作恶业的话呢，我们就不会感得痛苦的果报。所以我们一定要对这个有充分透彻的理解，这一点呢是非常非常重要的。
So what I'm saying is, you know, you must start with the 10 unvicious. What is 10 unvicious? How does that accumulate into karma? Does it have to be lost directly, indirectly, also directly into karma? Then, you know, like lying, then what is this? Harsh words, you know, sadness, space, covetousness.Ill will, wrong will. I mean, these 10 virtues you must study. And how does that create the karma? You must understand that.
所以呢，我们需要进一步呢去去学、去思维、去分析啊，这十不善业，我们是怎么样去积累这样的恶业的？就它可以是。直接的去造作这个恶业，也可以是间接的去造作这个恶业。所以无论直接和间接呢，我们都同样的造作了这些恶业。所以这个恶业呢，由口引发，由我们的身口意口所引发的恶业呢，可以是妄语，可以是恶口，可以是两舌，可以是绮语。所以这四种呢，口的恶业，我们要完完全全的明白它到底是怎么样产生，怎么去积累，而它的那个果报是怎么样的，所以我们要完完全全的理解。
Okay, so, but, for us, like, avoiding 10 unvirtues is extremely important for us to practice is not to engage with these 10 unvirtues as is possible.
对我们来说呢，避免去造作这十不善业呢是非常非常重要的，所以我们应该懂得那个方法。
Okay, that's all. So next Sunday I'm no class. So then after that must be class. Then next Sunday we have class.
所以呢，今天呢就讲到这里。所以下个星期我们休息，我们后个星期呢，才继续。所以现在呢，我们就做回向，we'll do dedication。这个回向呢，是要这本日常诵文 ，in short daily practices。第32页 The English dedication can be found on page 31. 我们呢就回向我们今天呢所积累的听闻闻法的功德呢回向给一切众生回向愿以此功德普及于一切我等与众生皆共成佛道愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起已生令其不退转辗转增上恒滋长34页勇猛文殊如宝了诸法大行普贤菩萨亦如是未能随从彼等清净学我将此等善根皆回向正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚未行普贤行我亦如是将此善根个个皆回向